I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on December 19th, 2019. Canonical has decided that its Multipass VM manager is now mature enough to warrant a 1.0 release. Multipass takes advantage of the native hypervisors on each platform to provide a lightweight virtual machine manager for Linux, Windows, and macOS. The company describes Multipass as being capable of providing a mini cloud on your workstation, and the product provides a simple command line interface to provision and manage multiple virtual instances of Ubuntu on your local machine. And since Multipass supports the same YAML-based server configuration system frequently used for Ubuntu in production, it does offer an easy way for developers to create a local facsimile of their target environment. While Multipass already provides some level of integration with its host platform, this is an area that the development team are keen to expand on in future releases, with features such as IDE integration already being discussed. The Django project has released an out-of-band security update. The project pushed out new releases of all supported versions of its platform yesterday, following the discovery of a serious security vulnerability. An oversight in the code powering the platform's password reset form meant that it was vulnerable to a Unicode case transformation attack, which could have allowed an unauthorized user to receive a valid password reset token for an account they didn't rightfully control. And since knowledge of the vulnerability was fairly widespread before the project became aware of it, the Django team felt compelled to immediately issue updates to their software, rather than correcting the issue as part of their normal release schedule. The latest version of KDN Live was released earlier today. The team behind version 19.12 of KDN Live are boasting of huge performance improvements with the latest release, which also brings a new audio mixer and better waveform display to KDE's non-linear video editing software. In addition, a new master effects feature gives editors a simple way to apply audio or video effects to all of the tracks within a project. And the release also sees a host of usability and bug fixes. Mozilla have announced that they are adopting Matrix as the new communication platform for their public community. The project has been considering replacements for IRC for some time and had evaluated a number of platforms, including Mattermost, RocketChat, and Slack, after discounting others due to technical or license constraints. The team behind Matrix are thrilled with the decision, which will see Mozilla hosting its services on their modular.im infrastructure, and pushing forward with a migration plan that anticipates the final shutdown of Mozilla's IRC presence by March of next year. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/72. We'll be back tomorrow.